As you look around, take in that you are in the midst of one of the most beautiful, ecologically significant, and culturally important landscapes on the planet. My name is Kevin Gorman. I'm the Executive Director of Friends of the Columbia Gorge, and welcome to the largest national scenic area in the country, the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. The entire Pacific Northwest is bisected by the Cascade Mountain Range and its rain shadow effect. West of the mountains is green and lush, while east of the mountains is brown and dry. Where you are standing right now is a sea level passage through that mountain range that allows people to experience rainforest in the West Gorge and high desert landscapes in the East Gorge, all within a 50-mile drive. The gorge is a one-of-a-kind wonder, home to the largest concentration of waterfalls in North America, and host over 800 species of wildflowers, including 15 that exist nowhere else in the world. And as the gorge was and is a human travel corridor between the east and west sides of the mountains, it has significant tribal history, and today Native Americans live, work, and engage in the National Scenic Area. Though filled with hiking trails and water recreation, the Columbia Gorge is not a national park. Because the gorge is made up of federal, tribal, state, county, and private lands, the concept of a national scenic area was created. It takes tremendous cooperation from a number of agencies and partners to both protect this natural area and ensure the local communities thrive. There are a number of reasons why the gorge needed this kind of protection, this federal protection, in the early 1980s. The threat of sprawl coming from Portland and Vancouver was evident, but also evident was a history of over a century of development schemes that were plotted out that fortunately never occurred. Schemes such as having the world's tallest elevator that would lead to polo grounds and golf courses up around Angel's Rest and Devil's Rest. Schemes like a nuclear power plant, what is now at Steigerwald Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Local boosters talked about making the gorge the Pittsburgh of the West and filling the mid-gorge with steel mills to draw cheap power from the dams. Fortunately, none of these development schemes played out, and by the 1980s, the threat of suburbanizing the West Gorge was very real and pushed a number of people to move forward in calling for federal protection.